So we're doing two parts of the sugya. We're finishing up the last part of Shofar of Yovel, which is within the context of the relationship between Shofar and Chatzotzros. That's what we said. I gave you many, many Gemaras and Rishonim to see to try to bring it all together. The first thing that I showed you was we had the Mishnah, correct? The Mishnah said that on Rosh Hashanah, the Mitzvah Sayom is the Shofar. The Shofar is the central, Chatzotzros are on the side. Versus Ta'anit, Mitzvah Sayom is Chatzotzros, and we had Shofar on the side. So from the Mishnah, we had this concept that we have both Shofar and Chatzotzros. Correct, Mr. Rawson? Shofar and Chatzotzros. Comes our Gemara and says, you should know, Adav Chavzayin, what does our Gemara say? Everyone open up to our Gemara and Chavzayin. Gemara says, the Rabbah Bar Shmuel, Sabar Lemevin Uvdo Kimas Nisi. Now it's also important to note where this Gemara is coming. This Gemara is coming after the Gemara had discussed a little bit about Ta'anit, Mr. Plotzker. The Gemara had asked the contrast between Ta'anit, which is Mitzupeh, with Kesef, versus Rosh Hashanah, which is gold covered. The Gemara asked, why in the Reisha is it gold-plated versus the Ta'anit is silver-plated? The Gemara gave two answers. Right after that comes our Gemara that says that Rapap Shmuel Sovr Lemevet Uvdek Masnissen. He wanted to do like our Mishnah, which Rashi explained that was, that he wanted to do both Shofar and Chatzotzros. I told you in one of the huddles today, okay, hopefully you got a good feeling of a longer Seder today. We didn't have a pre-shear to really get through all the sources. Okay, but one of the things I told you is this is a classical example. If you did not learn the Gemara well, you learned right through, where you went right to Rashi. It's a classical case where you're stealing yourself from seeing the beauty of how to attack a sugya. And I'll explain to you what I mean if you don't know what I mean right now. Okay, because Rav Papa wanted to do like the Mishnah to blow Shofar and Chatzotzros. Amrle Rava. Rava says, Lo Amru Ela B'Mikdash. When do you do Shofar and Chatzotzros? Only in the Mikdash. And then it brings a proof. Excuse me, it brings a bright, the Tani Nami Halchi, we have bright supporting this. Bamed Var Murim B'Mikdash. How about Bekvulin outside of the Mikdash? Makom Sheish Chatzotzros in Shofar. Makom Sheish Shofar in Chatzotzros. This line is a big line. It's a big line as we'll see. There's a brighty here that says there is a inverse type of relationship between what? Chatzotzros and Shofar. If you have Chatzotzros, you don't have Shofar. If you have Shofar, you don't have Chatzotzros. When is this referring to? We see it's a major machlokes we've shown him over here. And it's based on the next Gemara in Ta'anit, which we're going to start in part two of this year. But first, let's just finish reading the Gemara. Makom sheyesh shofar in chatzotzros. V'chein hinhig Rabbi Chalavta in Tzipori. Hopefully, as you travel this year, you'll see where Tzipori is, up north. Very important place, where they have the Sahedrin, up north at Tzipori. Rav Chaninya ben Trajan b'Sichni. Don't know where that is, but it's a place. U'kishabad davar yitzach chachamim amru loyinu noigin kain only b'shari mizrach. And the Harabayit Bavad Rashi, it says that there's two separate places in one place. Amar Rav v'item Rav Shimon Levi Maikra. Where do we see this pasuk of what? That in the Mikdash you have chatzotzros and shofar. It says b'chatzotzros ko shofar. This is what we had referred to. This is what we had referred to, that when you say in Tehillim on Friday night, every time your karbach, basically you're going to remember, you're going to come back wherever you're going to be throughout the year. You're going to remember Chatzotzros, the Kol Shofar, Melech Hashem. Only Lifnei Melech Hashem would be in Chatzotzros, the Kol Shofar. Avol B'Almalo. So if we stop with this Gemara, it seems to be open and shut. If I'm talking about the Mikdash, what do you have? Shofar and Chatzotzros. We had pointed out in the huddle, which is this first part of the shir, is that really true in all cases? Maybe not. In which case, is it not, Mr. Schreiber? Which case is it not that if I'm in the mikdash, that you blow? Is it true that you blow shofar and chatzotros by every case? Maybe not. Why? Maybe not. Yovel. Okay. In the Rambam and Hilchos Shofar, the Rambam clearly says what? What does he say in Perek Aleph for us? What was it? Perek Aleph. Halacha Bet. No. Or is it Halacha Hey? Halacha Bet. Ba'mikdash, says the Rambam, when it comes to Hilcha Shofar, Ba'mikdash are you talking Baruch Hashanah b'shofar echad u'shnei chatzotrot min atzadim ha'shofar ma'arich chatzotrot mikatzrot shemitzla yom b'shofar. Ask the Rambam, why do you blow with the chatzotrot? He quotes our pasuk shene'amar b'chatzotrot v'kol shofar ha'ril lifnei ha'melech Hashem. But outside of the Mikdash and Rosh Hashanah, only the shofar. The Rambam in Hilchos Tanios, in Halacha Nu, what does he say? Which Halacha? In Halacha Dalit, if you're in the Mikdash, what do you blow? What do you blow? Both Chatzotros and Shofar. So what would I think if I learned, if I turned to Rambam Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Perek Yud Halacha Yud, that was the third source on your page, what should it say? In the Mikdash, what should it say? You blow both. Does the Rambam bring that down at all? No. Let's read it again. Rambam Perikin Alosh Yud, which we spent a lot of time on yesterday, contrasting the mitzvah of shofar on Yovel versus the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah. What does the Rambam say? Who's got it in front of them? Anybody? Anybody have it in front of them? Go ahead, read it for me, please. Mr. Eagle, let's go. Time's a ticking. Let's do it. Louder, you have to project like me. Oh. Good. Good. Ooh. What does it say? Token shofar, like what? Kederich what? Interesting, right? He says, on one level, you're token bo kederech, you do on Rosh Hashanah. We said yesterday that it's different because it's kol yachid v'yachid. According to the Rambam, it's the mitzvah of tekiah as opposed to the mitzvah of shmiah. But then he also adds on, what's the last thing he says? Mavir and shofar b'chol gvul Yisrael. Meaning, we have to figure out what that last line means also. Does he mention anything about the mikdash? No. He does say you're tokeah shofar like you do Rosh Hashanah. So, there are two options here. Option number one is, what do you say on Yovel? Is there shofar chatzotros? Yes. Why doesn't he say it? What's the answer, Mr. Feeman? He doesn't say it. Because he kind of does say it. Number one, it is a place. He says, tokin shofar, like you have what? In Rosh Hashanah, if it's in the Mikdash, we have this rule, which I the Rambam, have established both in Hilchos Shofar and in Hilchos Tanios, that says what? In the Mikdash, by chatzotros, a kol shofar. You have shofar and chatzotros. I don't need to spell it out. Who says that? Within the sheet of the Rambam? The Minchas Chinuch says it. The Minchas Chinuch I gave you yesterday, in the Mishnah Shin Lamed Aleph, says clearly, even though the Rambam doesn't explicitly state it, if you have the Minchas Chinuch from yesterday, you can open it up. Do you have anybody have the Minchas Chinuch from yesterday? Let me read it for you. It's on the side over here where it says Bin Mikdash. Mitzvah Shin Lamed Aleph. Over here on the side, says B'miktash, says the Minchas Chinuch. You should know that in the Mikdash, he quotes our Gemara, in the Mikdash, Tokim B'Shofar B'Chatzotrot Shine'amar B'Chatzotrot B'Mo Shofar Ariel B'Nei Melech Hashem B'Chein B'Yovel. Why does he say B'Chein B'Yovel? Ki Shava HaYovel L'Rosh Hashanah. Right? And what does the Rambam say even? He says, if it token shofar, kid, Rosh Hashanah explains the Minchas Chinuch, v'lo hutzruch HaRambam l'forish kan. He doesn't have to explain it there in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel 10:10, Perek Yud Halacha Yud. Why is that? He called Dini Shofar, Bi'ir Hilchos Shofar, v'tel ha-melekan. He already mentioned it, what? He mentioned it in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Aleph, not Halacha Hey, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Bet. And also in Hilchos Tanios. That is the sheet of the Minchas Chinuch. Comes Rav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Tzadik Levracha, in the Sefer HaRikedim, it says, Ikar Chasim and a Sefer. He does the same. He does the same. And therefore Rav Soloveitchik comes and gives us a tremendous chiddush, both in the pshat in Shofar of Yovel and also of Tkiat Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. What does Rav Soloveitchik say? Everyone open up the Harari Kedem, please, that I photocopied for you. Yes. I have. Thank you. The Rav Soloveitchik in Siman Yud Dalet says and asks the question, if you take the Rambam at face value, the Rambam doesn't make this distinction. The Rambam doesn't say in Hilchos Shemitah B'Yovel Perek Yud Alach Yud Bin Mikdash Bachatotrov Kol Shofar Riyot Ne'am Melech Hashem, the beautiful Karbach song, the beautiful David HaMelech Pasuk, we should say that even by Yovel. Just a category. Answers Rav Soloveitchik. Va'nira lomar bazeh. The din said the chatzotus v'kol shofar riyot ne'am Melech Hashem is only limited to what? If you have a special kiyum of tkiyah in the mikdash. It's only if there's a special status of fulfillment of tkiyah in the mikdash. That is when you have to have what? Chatzot road and the shofar. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, a tremendous chiddush that nobody knew until this morning. From here, I didn't know it until last night when I looked at it. Unbelievable. What does he say? That tkiyat shofar of Rosh Hashanah has a special kiyum in the mikdash. Tremendous. Tremendous chiddush. When we're blowing shofar 200 meters away from Har HaBayis in less than a week, it's very nice. You're being mekayim a mitzvah aseid d'oraita, but there's still a chisaron. There's an etzem lakuna. You're missing in the ideal fulfillment of the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Explains in the Harari Kedem. Shofar is different than mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Achilas Matzah, there is no special din of a kiyum if I eat matzah in the mikdash. However, in shofar, there is a special kiyum of what? Blow shofar in the mikdash. Where does Rav Soloveitchik get this wild chiddush from? He gets it from the sheet of the Raivin in Maseches Sukkah. I gave you in the introduction what the context there was. The context there in the fourth parak of Maseches Sukkah is we know that if Sukkot falls out on Shabbat, the Mishnah says that sometimes you take the lulav 7 days, sometimes you take it 6 days. That sometimes even it's Doche Shabbat, sometimes not. The Gemara wants to know why that's true. The Gemara ends up saying that there's a Gzera de Rava. What's a Gzera of Rava? Not Rabba. Everyone knows the difference? Rabba and Rava. What's the difference? The hay and the olive. Rabba is with the hay. Rava is with an olive.
Yeshme Rava.
There it is. Now we'll talk about the Yeshme. Okay, now. It's machlik. Write it down. Ah! The Gzera of Rava. What is the Gzera of Rava? You cannot. What? You cannot take the shofar. You cannot take the lulav if it falls on Shabbos. Shema. Yilech dalet amos b'shur sarabim to a bucket. Says the Gemara. So then why? By lulav on the first day is it different? The Gemara says, because lulav had the first day, it's ikar nifurash b'torah. It says, ulekachtem achem v'yom harishon. And therefore, since the ikar of that first day is Mifurash B'Torah, it expands to the other days, even outside of the Mikdash. Versus the other days. The other days would only be in the Mikdash, because it's not Mifurash B'Torah. Meaning, if the second day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbat, that's where the Mishnah says Shisha. Since it's not Ikar Mifurash B'Torah, it's not Doche Shabbat. Versus the first day, which was Ikar Mifurash B'Torah, it could be Doche Shabbat. Ask the Bala Mo'or in Masechet Sukkah. And this is what the Rabbi is referring to. Why not say the same thing by Shofar? Isn't the Shofar Ikar Mifurash B'Torah? It says Yom Teruah Yelachem. And if that's true, we should what? We should then be Doche. Just like we said for the first day. If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbat,
then what do? You shake the lulav, not halacha maisa nowadays, but that, in that stage of the Gemara, you should be shaking the lulav, because the ikar mefurash b'Torah, as the Balmor and the Raya, the same idea. It says Yom Terah Yelachem. It says Shabbaton Zichron Terah, it's mefurash b'Torah. Why are we uprooting a mitzvah aseh of the shofar? Explains the Raya beautifully. The Raya in this Rav Soloveitchik says an unbelievable chiddush. Context, guys, context. What does he say? She'ein l'shofar ikar mefurash b'gulin. It's not a true statement. That what? Does it, is it mefurash that you have to blow the shofar outside of the mikdash? No, look at the context. The context is what? Shelo amra Torah Shabbaton Zichron Truah Ela, in the same breath as V'kraftem Ishel Hashem. What does it say about the Yom Truah? The ideal, says the Ravid, is what? There's no Ikar Mifurash B'Torah, like it says Ulekachtem Lachem by Yom Arishon, outside of the Gvulin. It doesn't say that. Here it's only limited to where? The Mikdash. In stark contrast to Yovel, where it says Taviru Shofar Bechol Artzechem. Explains Rav Soloveitchik based on this Ravid. The Iker Chiyuv of Rosh Hashanah is in the Mikdash. Since that's a special Kiyum in the Mikdash, and in the Gvulin it doesn't have an Iker Mifurash, that's why the shofar is different fundamentally than of Rosh Hashanah than of Yovel. Yovel is what? B'chol Artzechem. What did the Rambam say in Hilcha Shofar Perakit Halacha Yud? What did Eagle read for us? What did it say? What was the language? Yeah, but look what it says. U'ma'avirin shofar b'chol gvul Yisrael. By Yovel, what is it? It's not a din in the Mikdash. Since there's no special kiyum in the Mikdash, all you have, says the Rambam, is shofar and not chatzotzrot. When do you apply hariu lifnei Hashem? You have both chatzotzrot and what? Shofar in the Mikdash. It's only when there's a special kiyum in the Mikdash. That is true by shofar. We will see soon that that's also true by ta'anit. What the Rambam had said. That what? That the chatzotzrot of ta'anit has a special kiyum in what? In the Mikdash. In the Mikdash. And that's why you have both chatzotzrot and the shofar. The Rav Soloveitchik answered with this a tremendous question. This, and with this we'll end part one. What did Rav Soloveitchik, he quotes you an unbelievable Tosfos Megillah. Many of you have heard about this Tosfos Megillah. It says what? Why does Shiras Omer and Shiras Omer do we say you are so cheap by the Samik? Tosfos asks, why say that as opposed to Lulav and Shofar? Tosfos gives a difficult answer. That Rav Soloveitchik has a couple beautiful essays understanding Tosfos' answer. What's the question? It's a very simple, says Rav Soloveitchik. What did he say? It's a very simple question. By Sfiras HaOmer as opposed to the Shitas HaRambam, everybody else says what? Rabbi Yerucham also a little bit split up, but the bottom line is, we don't have the base of Migdash. Sfiras HaOmer is nowadays Midrabbanan. Since Sfiras HaOmer nowadays Midrabbanan, I say Yiratzon, Shebana Base of Migdash, that it should become Doraisa anymore. But by Tkiat Shofar, why would I think I should say Yiratzon, Shebana Base of Migdash, by the Tkiat Shofar? I'm already being Makai my mitzvah Doraisa of Tkiat Shofar nowadays. Says Rav Soloveitchik, an unbelievable chiddush, what we just said based on the Raya. You know why you should say Yiratzon? It's true we're Mekayim the mitzvah of Doraisa of the Mikdash, Mr. Rappaport, but what are we not? We're not being Mekayim with the fullest extent. Because what? What's the ideal? Shabbaton Zichron Truah. There, in the Mikdash. B'makom avikraftem Yishel Hashem. That's why Yenahaba Minalis, that you should say Yiratzon. So we see a fundamental machlokus achronim. How do you understand the Rambam? Minchas Chinuch says, carte blanche, it's all the same. If you're in the Mikdash, there's no special kiyum, nothing. Once you're in the Mikdash, the recipe is shofar and chatzotzros. Whether it's ta'anit, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Yovel, comes Rav Soloveitchik, says, read the fine print. All he says is shofar, because based on the Ravid, it's a special kiyum of din of shofar in the Mikdash as opposed to Yovel. That was part one. Part two, which I asked you to see,
is what's going on with Taniyot.
We just said from our Gemara, what does it say? Makom Shiyesh Chatzotzrot in Shofar. Makom Shiyesh Shofar in Chatzotzrot. Correct? Everyone call it Kavod for staying awake, even though it's tough in the weather conditions. The Slichot, right? You guys are a bunch of men. You should be proud of yourselves, feeling strong, being able to do it. Some of you started drinking coffee, oy, oy, oy. But besides those people, stay, keep it strong. Keep it strong, Asher Kox, to everybody. Let's keep cup for the next 20, 25 minutes to be able to hold what we saw, all the Rishonim, to the following answer, the following question. The major machlokas, which hopefully you saw within Rashi, within the Ramban, within the Rashba, within the Balmor, within the Ran, within the Rambam, is everyone asking the same question, which is, how do we relate to the following two Gemaras? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chaf Zayin that says, Makom Shiyesh Chatzotzrot, Ein Shofar. Obviously, tough. Today's a little tough because I don't have the board. Okay? And I use all my beautiful markers. More than I've ever done. It says Ben Arbayim Levina. And I'm 40. I'm starting to get smarter. I use the board. And I have Eagle who's able to, you know, be able to make it all nice. The board. You know, we don't have real whiteboards here. It's like wink, wink.
Yeah.
Right? We have a brand new basement, but not whiteboards. So what do we got? One, Daf Chaf Zayin. You should know there's a method to my madness of teaching. I went to teacher school. They said that every around 8 minutes, you need to throw in some sort of story or some sort of humor. So I'm a rabbi, so the humor part's a little tough. So sometimes I try to bring in the story. You know, it works out well. You can smile, it's fine. It's good to make me feel good. It works out well. So somehow to be able, some people have rolling their eyes at me, some people I have like faking to smile at me. It's fine, it's all good. Make me feel good, it's very nice. Bottom line is that part of the educational approach there is that your mind becomes jelly a little bit. Now we refocus. So we have a stira, or maybe a possible stira. And Da'achav Zayinam and Aleph and Rosh Hashanah. Makom Sheyesh Chatzotzros Ein Shofarim. Makom She'ein Shofarim. Makom Sheyesh Shofarim Chatzotzros. What is that referring to? And what would be that contradiction? Maybe the Gemara in Tanis that you saw in Da'af, Yud Dalet. What is the contradiction? Possibly. Help me out. What is the contradiction? If you understand Makom Sheyesh Chatzotzros Ein Shofar, what is that referring to? What did Rashi say? What is that referring to? Who? Ha'anit. Right? Logical to say. Mokum Sheish Chatzos. It's not so crazy. Why? Because the Mishnah said the mitzvahs Hayom b'chatzosos is Ta'anit. It's not so crazy that Rashi would say that this is modifying. Listen to what I'm saying right now. This is modifying what part? Is it modifying the seifa of the Mishnah, or is it just a general din in this Gemara? Does everyone understand what I just asked? I gave you guys an introduction. I said we had a beautiful Mishnah. The ratio of the Mishnah was talking about Rosh Hashanah. The seif of the Mishnah was talking about Ta'anit. Came the Gemara and talked first about the Ta'anit, about the gold-plated and the silver-plated, contrasting the ratio of the seifa. Commenting on the seifa gave me answers why Ta'anit is silver-plated and not gold-plated. Right after that comes our Gemara. Comes Rashi and says, context, context, context. And he says, look at our Gemara. Clearly, when it says, Makom Sheyesh Chatzotzros Ein Shofar, what's it talking about? It's talking about Tanis. That's what we're talking about. Problem, problem, problem. What's the problem? The problem is, how can you say that? It's a Mefurish Gemara in Ta'anit, and Daf Yud Dalet, that says what? That says that seemingly there is a machloket. That we have fast days. They added an extra 6 fast days upon the first easier 6 fast days. They added 7 fast days. And they said, the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, Be'elu, what was extra? What do? They added these next 7. There were matri'in, v'no'alim et achaniyot. They closed up the marketplaces. There was a matri'in. The Gemara says, what does the word matri'in mean? We saw 2 opinions on the Gemara. One said what? Shofar wrote. And the other one said, Aneinu. Seemingly we thought we had a fundamental machlokas. The Gemara says no fundamental machlokas. Everybody agrees what? It's shofarot. The question was whether you do Aneinu or not. Aneinu, we pointed out through Tosos, was not the Aneinu of what we say in Tefillah during Shemona Esrei on a fast day. Some of the Aneinu, which we said last night through Slichot. Bottom line, the maskana of that Gemara is clear. And on Ta'anit, do we have a shofar? It's the book.
Is the maskana that you have a ta'anit, you have a shofarot? Yes or no? What do you say, Mr. Naron?
Yes, clearly. Does everyone see the contradiction? Who has that contradiction? Third question I'm asking right now. Who has that contradiction between Gemaras? Who has that contradiction? Did the Baal Mor ask that contradiction? Kind of.
Why is it kind of? Why is it kind of?
Did the Baal Mor just say what I said? Oh, Yafemod. Yafemod. The Baal Mor asked the question, but not from the Gemaras. And that's where the Ramban goes to town on it. Okay? Everyone open up to the back of the Gemara, please. I asked you to see the Ramban, the Baal Mor, the Ravid, and the Rambam, to see the answers to these questions. First, the Baal Mor. The Baal Mor is Rav Zerachya Halevi. He wrote it when he was very young, 18 years old.
What is he saying here? He says, V'kai
Malon. V'kai Malon. Everyone see the Baal Mor in the back? It's called the Morakatan. Some people didn't know when I said the Ramban where to look up. There's the Chidush Ramban, but what do you have back here? This is the Da'api Arif from Yitzhak Alfasi. A lot of times the Baal Mor comes and attacks him, and then you have the Ramban saying Melchamos Hashem. The Baal Mor attacks the Rif, and then the Ramban Melchamos Hashem. Why is it called Melchamos Hashem? Because he's coming to declare war. He's coming to what? Defend the pride of Sephardi pride, of Rav Yitzhak Alfasi. Okay? So what do we got here? Everyone in the back, let's read the Rishonim well to understand how do we answer this contradiction. Just to be clear, since I'm on my board, I'll say the contradiction again. Our Gemara seems to say Makom Sheyesh Chatzotzros in Shofar. Seemingly, it's modifying the safe of the Mishnah that what? That on Tanit, all you have is Chatzotzros and not Shofarot. Versus what? Gemara in Tanit Be'elu Matmeim. There is shofarot. It's what we call a contradiction of Gemaras. And what's the way that you're going to have to answer it? The way you're going to have to answer it is somehow say either one of them is right and redefine the other one. Or somehow say they're talking about two different things. Right? Three different ways. Either A is right and redefine B, B is right, redefine A, or it's a machloket. Or it's a contradiction. Right? Maybe only passing like one over the other. Right? Three different ways. Let's see what we got. Baal Mor, what do you got? It's the Rappaport. Read the Baal Mor. Very short Baal Mor. Everyone inside. Baal Mor. Can't hear you, man. So he quotes the Bright on Daf Chav Zayin and he says, V'kai Malon. Good, yeah. Kiyom Anita. Kama. What does he say? We paskin like this. Breita. We paskin like this breita. What breita? The breita that says, "Bamakom sheyesh chatzotzros, ein shofar." Good. He says we paskin like this breita. Then when he says, read it inside. Vani tameach. Yeah. Tama. He says I don't understand. I see the tshuva of the gaonim. I see the tshuva of the gaonim. That says what? Antaniot, what do you do? There's a minute to blow shofar. Go ahead. Well, if he... I think when he says missionary, it doesn't mean missionary, it means teaching. The teaching of this breita that guy. Yeah, what does that mean? We just finished saying that we pass like the breita that says, if you have what? If you have chatzotzros, then you don't have shofar. So how can the Tshuvas HaGaonim say that on Taniyot, what do you have? Shofar. How do you have shofar? I thought Mitzvah Sayom of Taniyot is chatzotzros. Comes the Ramban and takes a low blow. The Ramban takes a low blow at the Baal Mor. He says that what? What are you asking for Tshuvas HaGaonim? What does the Ramban say in Mechamas Hashem? Amar HaKosev. Everyone with me inside the Ramban. Jesse, with me. This is why you paid the $20,000 to be able to know how to read this Ramban inside. This is why. And to be able to see the Beis HaMikdash. Omer HaKosev. Kama. Like, did I pay 20? I paid 25. What are you talking about, Rabbi? Okay. So I just want to make sure. Omar Gosef, I just want to make sure everyone's, that's part of my 8 minutes to get people to think. Omar Gosef, Kama Harbe Shanim, Gadel Balamore Bebeis Medrash. The Balamore has been in the Bebeis Medrash a couple of years. Velo Shama Shem Somchin Alota Lachashim Mesechetanit. I don't understand. What's your problem, says the Ramban? These Gaonim are being Somich on what? The Gemara Tanis. It's been Somich on the Gemara and Tanis. The Gaonim are saying it's a Mefurish open and shut Gemara and Tanis, like we said. And Daf Yudalit, Bamem Matrim, Rabbi Yehuda Amar B'Shofar, B'Tani Nami Hachi. And there's a brighter there. Do not think that Matrim is a Chatzotzros. But it says Siman to Yericho, and Yericho, we know they use Shofarot. He also says it's an explicit Yerushalmi in Perakim Allah Chadalit. Then Rabbi Yishun B'Levi got up to blow on Tanit, and Rabbi says, maybe a Chatzotzro, and they said, absolutely not. But rather, what is it? You have to do in Chatzotzro B'Gvulin. It's only a shofar. So what's your problem, the Balmor, says the Ramban, to say, ooh, the Tshuva's HaGaonim. Mefurish Gemara Bavli and Tanis, Mefurish Yerushalmi. That says what? That says in Tanit, you blow shofar. Explains the Ramban that what? Two answers. What's the Ramban's two answers? First way to approach it is that do not, everyone's doing tachan. You would think it's like a Monday and Thursday. It's a long tachan. Everyone's there. Tachan. Baruch Hashem, we're in the base, they use their right arm, their left arm. It's all good. It's all good. Some people put their glasses up. You know, people are very frum, not to have any chatzitzas. It's very nice. Very nice. Everyone's with me. Give love. Thank God I'm a good rabbi. I can have a sense of humor, not laugh or cry at myself. It works out very well. Says some people using two arms. Mom is very firm. Not very firm. Now, Omar Kosev, everyone look at the Ramban. Everyone look at the Ramban. As long as I can laugh and have a good time. Thank God I stayed up till 2 in the morning preparing for this year. It's all good. It's all good. I could have slept through it all. Says the Ramban. Here we go. Says the Ramban. Reading it inside. The Yeshlon of the Farish, Mr. Rappaport, how does he redefine? He says, do not learn the Gemara on Daf Chav Zayin like you learned, like Rashi learned it. If you learned like Rashi, you were just brainwashed because you went straight to Rashi. But if you open up, you have an open mind. Open mind. Makom Shiyesh Chatzotros Ein Shofar is not like what Rashi says. It's a different interpretation. And therefore, it's not a contradiction. Really, the Gemara, this approach is really the Gemara. The Gaonim were Somichan, the Gemara and Tanis and Yerushalmi, they were correct. On Tanit, there is a shofar. So what does it mean? B'makom Shiyesh Chatzotros. B'makom Shiyesh Chatzotros in shofar. What does that mean? What's the case? In which case? Two times he says it. Number one, the Rappaport says, in the Beit HaMikdash. But it's not 100% correct what you said. Because in the Beit HaMikdash, is it true? B'makom Shiyesh Chatzotros in shofar? It's not true, you do both. That's why I said you're partially correct. You're partially correct because in the shofar you do have the Chatzotros. But what is the case the Ramban says as opposed to Rashi? Makom Shiyesh Chatzotros in shofar, what's that referring to? Which case? No Chama. Where does the Ramban get that from? Is he making it out of thin air? Before he reads Tanakh. The big T word, Tanakh. Right? He opens up the good Bible in chapter 10 in Bamidbar, Parsha, Balos. And he what? What did he say? Careful. Now, what does he say? Look inside the Ramban, at least now we're awake. The Yeshlan of the Farish, the Da'atam. Reading the Ramban inside. Makom Shiyesh Shofar. When's the case of Makom Shiyesh Shofar? The cases are Rosh Hashanah and Tanit. Rosh Hashanah and Tanit. And what's the case? When there's a shofar, i.e. Rosh Hashanah and Tanit, there's no Chatzotzrot. Makom Shiyesh Chatzotzrot, what's that case? Kigon Nochama. Kidichtiv in chapter 10, verse 9. Perek Yud Pasuk 10, parsha follows. Al Hatzar Hatzorer Etchem Bariotem Bechatzotzrot. You see this? Because of an aggressor that comes to pain you, you blow the Chatzotzrot, ain shofar. when it comes to the milchama, what is there? When it comes to milchama, there is chatzotros, no shofar. And then he quotes the next Gemara in Tanit that says you do not say zichronot, the psukim zichronot b'shofrot, only by Rosh Hashanah, Yovel, and milchama. And what does he say? Omar keseder azeh osim b'milchama, v'yutokim b'chatzotros, v'lo b'shofar. In milchama, what do? You blow chatzotrot. Again, comes now the Ramban to say, do not learn like Rashi in our Gemara Daf Chav Zayin. Malkom sheyesh chatzotrot in shofar. What's it referring to? Milchama. And do not say like Rashi that what is this statement? A modification of the seifa. It's not a modification of the seifa of Taniyot. This is what the Ramban now comes saying. This bright does not modify the safe of the Mishnah talking about Taniyot. Diktani Shemitz Sayom Bechatzot wrote, like Rashi had explained. But rather, what is this bright? Do not be confused. When it says the Taniyot, and we said it's gold, it's silver plated versus gold plated, and we made the difference, and then came Rava to limit that it's only in the Mikdash. Do not say like Rashi that it's modifying Taniyot. Makom Shiesh Chatzotrot says Taniyot. No. This is a Braita that's standing on its own 2 feet. And it's telling me that what? It's Milchama. Where does the Ramban get this from? He spells it out word for word. This Ramban is gorgeous. And it's also, I gave you the Ran and the Sechet Tanit, word for word. He gets it. And I read it for you inside. The Atam. Shalom du hatra'a b'chatzotrot ela b'mikdash. What is the criteria that chatzotrot is only like Mr. Rappaport said in the mikdash and also milchama? What is the reason for chatzotrot? Answer: it's only when you're gathering together who? Kol Yisrael. Explains the Ramban. I read it to you again. Look inside. V'atam shelo lamdu hatra'a b'chatzotrot el b'mikdash milchama. What is the common denominator? What is, when does the Torah say you use the kli called chatzotrot? Only by mikdash milchama. Why? Shekol Yisrael tluyim b'dav. This is something that all Am Yisrael is involved in. My time up. The chatzotrot, as we saw, the Gemara says explicitly, knufya the kol Yisrael k'sivu. In stark contrast, Habi Almalo. But other tzarot, that you do not use the chatzotrot. But rather, since the pasuk says Al Atzar Hatzorer Etchem, we learn from there to teach me what? Gamrinan Hatra'ah. That what do you have to do? Things that are similar to tzaros. Gamrinan Hatra'ah L'chol Tzaram Tzaram. That you blow the shofar in order that tzaros should not come on tzibur. B'meh b'shofar ke'ein Rosh Hashanah. If you would open up your Tanakh, it is so meduyak in the psukim, the Ramban and the Ran. The Ramban here in Rosh Hashanah. The Ran in Masechet Tanit, if you look at Bamidbar, Perek Yud, it's literally unbelievable what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban is saying, if you have the Tanakh in front of you, it's helpful. If you don't, just listen. It said, "Asei lecha shtei chatzotrot kesef," beginning of Pamidbar Perek Yud. "Vayu lecha alimikra ida," to gather everybody. "V'noadu lecha kol ida." "Uve'akil takaal," etc. And then it says in Pasuk Tet, listen to what it says: "V'chi tavo milchama." What happens with milchama? What do you got to do? Because by milchama, says the Ramban, that's the function. Comes the Ramban and says, you should know there's a drosha here. Because it says, v'chi tavo milchama ba'artzechem, kama. And then it tells me, al atzara tzorer etchem, what's it coming to teach me? We learn out, Chazal learn out that what? any other tzaros similar to what Rosh Hashanah? Because we saw already that Rosh Hashanah, we saw it hinted to in Rav Avoh, we saw it explicitly in Shin Lamed Aleph by the Sefer Achinuch, that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. Tzaros, Yom of Tzorah was the language. So therefore, what? Just like in Rosh Hashanah, you do what? You blow the shofar for Yom Tzaros. So too, al atzara tzorer etchem, similar to Rosh Hashanah, you blow in order to what? To make sure to daven for mercy, that Hashem should have mercy on you. Therefore, I'll take your question in 1 second, Mr. Narrow. Comes the Ramban to say the Gemara's work out beautifully. That the Gaonim, the Gemara in Ta'anis, Yushalmi, it's correct. You had a shofar for when? Ta'anit. Why? Where do I learn that from? Alat Sarah Tzareret. That's not involving all Kol Yisrael. Or Gemara in Chav Zayin says what? Makom Sheish Chatzotros in shofar. What's that referring to? That's referring to Milchama, it's primary. And we also put Chatzotros in the Mikdash, because again, the Mikdash is something of Kol Yisrael. Arkan, the first answer of the Ramban. Question, you're very patient. What about Yerivah? That's Milchama of Kol Yisrael. That's Milchama in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, that's why you fought. Then the opposite. Should use a chatzotus. Not sure. It's a good question. It's a good question. Because if it's a machama, then it really is chatzotus. Not sure. Got to look up inside and unfortunate. The easy way out is the Ribbono Shel Olam show first. But we said a very fantastic question. Write it down. Let's look it up. That's the first answer of the Ramban. Second answer of the Ramban. What's the second answer of the Ramban? The second answer of the Ramban is Inami. Inami. Keva delok peida nahagu b'shofarot. What does this mean? What does the second answer mean? Inami. Keva delok peida nahagu b'shofarot. Meaning, what is this second answer? We have a contradiction between the Gemara in Tanis and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah said, Mokum Sheish Chatzotros, Ein Shofar. So what does that mean? According to this answer of the Ramban, what's he saying? Let's say like Rashi. Mokum Sheish Chatzotros, i.e. Ta'anit. By the Ta'anit, there is Chatzotros, Ein Shofar. Then how do you deal with Gemara and Tanis that says that by Tanis you have what? You have a shofar. What's his answer? How does he learn this again? Tanis, what does he say? Cave on the low peda, non guba shofarot. When I tell you how we learn it. When it says what? When it says makom sheish chatzotros ein shofar. What does it mean? It's not like we had thought. It's not like we had thought, Mr. Rappaport, that said, once you what? You have chatzot thrown on a certain day that excludes the shofarot. But rather, what's it saying to me? It's saying that you can't have both. It's saying you can't have both. Mokom shiyish chatzot thrown, if you have chatzot thrown, then you can't have shofar. But is it telling me that by tanit it's only chatzot thrown and not shofarot? No! It's telling me you can't have both. Both is a special din in the Mikdash. In the Mikdash, b'chatzotrot, b'kol ha-shofar, ha-riu lifnei ha-melech Hashem, that's both. But, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Zayin, the second answer, says that what makom sheish chatzotros ein b'shofar, you can't have both. But what? If I have a minhag to have shofarot, I can have shofarot. And that's what's going on in the Gemara Ta'anit. Be'ein ha-matrim b'shofarot. That's a minhag. They had a minhag to have shofarot. And he quotes from the Yerushalmi in Masechet Ta'anit. Why did they decide to use animals' horns? Because that we should scream out like animals and ask God's rachamim. So the second answer is also similar. To say that what? Second answer is Mamakum Shiesh Chatzotrot in Shofarot does not mean. It's not, Rashi could be right that it's talking about Ta'anit. But it's not that once there is Chatzotrot, ain't shofar on Ta'anit. That's not what it means. It just means that it can't be what? Both. That's the second answer we have. What? Between what and what? First, we get the same day also. That we're going to see in the Raya, but that's going to be the third answer. The first answer, what do we see in the first answer? The first answer is Rashi's, it's a machlok, it's fundamental. Between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi had said, Mokum Shish Chatzot, which is talking about Ta'anit. But then we said, how does that work with the Gemara Ta'anit? Comes the Ramban's first answer, says absolutely not. The question, this is not coming to modify the Seif of the Mishnah, but rather, what is it? It's telling me a totally different thing. It's talking about, what is Mokum Shish Chatzot? It's talking about Melchama. Good. Second answer is, no. Rashi's correct. Mokum Shish Chatzot is talking about Ta'anit. But you have to relearn what it means in Shavuot. In Shavuot does not mean, once there's Chatzotzrot, that the day of Ta'anit is excluded from Shofar, which was our assumption, and therefore we thought it was a contradiction. But rather what? It just tells me, Yom Makom Sheish Chatzotzrot, it cannot be what? Together with Shofarot. But if you have a Minhag, at the same time, we'll see that you're alluding now to the third answer of the rival. So it's just telling me that if you want to have both, that's a din in the Mikdash. But if you want to have a minhag of Shofarot Kibaldik, and that's what's going on in the Gemara and Tanis. The third answer is the Raivid. The Raivid says, no contradiction either. What did the Raivid say? The Raivid says, if you learn the Mishnayis over there, when it says that you're blowing the Shofarot, what's going on over there? What did the Raivid say? Did everybody see the Raivid? What did the Raivid say? The Raivid towards the end, we'll skip the first part for now, just for the time-wise. The Raivid at the end asks the same exact question, and then he says the last three lines of the Raivid. V'asikna v'shofarot debekuli amo lo pligi, ki pligi ba'aneinu. Amo v'taniot, for sure the shofarot. So what are you doing? What do you do when our Gemara says, b'chatzotzrot, makom sheyesh chatzotzrot in shofarot? There is shofarot, afilu begvulin. It's not talking about mimikdash. So explains the Raivid that what? What did the Raivid say? The Raivid said there is tkiot based on what we call the Seder HaBracha. We have tkiot and the red structure of the Bracha. And tkiot in a special fast day, these extra seven fast days, they added extra brachot, extra tfilot and tachanonim. Explains the writer that Yushalmi that asks about blowing with the shofar is referring to what? The Gemara and Daf Yadalad, when it talks about shofar, is talking about these extra supplications after Davin. That's when there's shofarot. And that's the Yushalmi. Versus our Gemara that says, Makom Sheish Chatzotzros in shofarot, what's that talking about? That's talking about the regular davening. Let's talk about our Seder HaBrachot. Obviously, it's very, very difficult in our language to say that. Our Gemara, and that's what the Magid Mishnah, I don't remember if it was the Magid Mishnah or Lech Mishnah, one of them had said that it's very, very difficult to say that within the language of our Gemara. It says, Makom Sheish Chatzotzros, Ein Watch, Ein Shofarot. Sounds like that's all the time. It's not just limited to the Seder HaBrachot. It's talking about the whole day. But that's what the Raivid's third answer was. I asked you to see the Rambam. The Rambam is a fourth answer also for the Rashba. What's the fourth answer before we see the Rambam? The fourth answer comes B to what? What's the fourth answer? Fourth answer that the either Magid Mishnah or Lech Mishnah said, if you open up the Rambam in Hilchot Taniyot, Perek Aleph, I want to end with this. Rosh Hashim is going to start a sikha in a couple minutes. I want to end with this. First of all, fourth answer, what the Rashba says, brought down by the Magid Mishnah, is that what? When it said Mikdash, when? The Rashba is similar to the second answer of the Ramban, right? The Rashba and the second answer of the Ramban is the same. The other, what? The earlier one, which is the fourth answer is to say that that which it says, the beginning of the Magid Mishnah, gives a different answer. The fourth answer. fourth answer is that which the Gemara this was the other way conceptually. That which the Gemara in Tanit says, the evil matrin b'shofarot is lafta after shofarot. That's what the Magen Mishnah brings down. Lafta after shofarot. It's just contrasting that what? That when by aneinu it says that's bepeh, the other Mazamer said shofarot. Shofarot is a cleat. It's the contrast bepeh. Therefore, there's no contradiction that the Gaonim said b'shofar. Really, it meant that what? Antithetical to the peh. But really, it could be chatzah throat. That would be a fourth answer that the Magen Mishnah brings down. I want to conclude with 2 minutes for the Rambam. The Rambam in 2 points. Point number one is the Rambam says umarim b'chatzah throat b'vad outside of the mikdash. The simple pshat, like the Rambam, is that what? Outside of the mikdash by Tanit, there's only chatzah throat, like Rashi. If that's true, you got to figure out how to answer the Rambam when he's dealing with the Gemara in Tanit that says shofarot. Again, he could say lav davka. He could say like the Rashba that it's one or the other. You got to read it inside to tell me that that's really what he's saying. That he's saying, when it says bilvad, he's saying as long, like the Rashba in the second answer of the Ramban, as long as it's not both. Just one other piece of this I'll conclude. If you look at the Rambam, mitzvah asei min haTorah lizok ulaharia b'chatzotzrot al kol ksara shetavoa al tzibur sheneemar al atzar hatzorer etchem variotem b'chatzotzrot. The Rambam used the exact same pasuk in Bamidbar Yud, and he says, do not think it's only melchama. It's all what? It's all tzaros. He's quoting from the Sifrei, but he quotes the same pasuk of what? Al atzar hatzorer etchem. I just want to point out to you that I think it's pshat. The question I had for years, and I had a different answer until this morning, was why does the Rambam only quote the middle of a pasuk? We read it before, v'chi tavo milchama b'artzachem al hatzara tzoreretchem. Why does he only quote the pasuk al hatzara tzoreretchem? Answer is, the Ramban is clearly disagreeing with the Ramban's answer. The Ramban who had said, makom sheish chatzotros aim. Shofar is talking about what? Milchama. And alatzar atzorer etchem is only referring to what? Shofar life Rosh Hashanah. Comes the Rambam in Hilchos Tanius and says, you should know, alatzar atzorer etchem is not talking about shofar. At a Doraisa level, what's it talking about? Chatzotros. Read the pasuk. The pasuk says clearly, chitamo milchama alatzar atzorer etchem are eotem b'chatzotros. It's clear within the Rambam in Halacha Aleph. The Rambam is fundamentally disagreeing with that Ramban first answer, and also with the Ran in Masechet Tanit, how he understands whether outside of Megvulin do you also have a shofar, only Chatzotros, does he learn like the Rash for others? That's up for interpretation.